The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Yeah! Flex Room After Dark with Optional Todd Commentary. Yeah, sexy. Well, your reading.
I thought it was the one time we were going to get away with that happening. What's funny, though, because the music had already stopped and he's still doing it.
Oh, well, you gotta, you know, people are stuck at home. They need to hear my sexy voice. God damn it.
Well, when are you going to debut your sexy voice?
I've been told, fuck that. You can just see me on those Harlequin novels with the hat.
Oh, God, I actually can.
Some lady dig, a chunkier dude with a fucking badass hat. Fuck you,
Bobby. Which does not translate to your
Santa fetish?
Yeah.
I'm 33 years old. I'm not in Santa territory. But that is probably a legit fetish, so yeah. I have been a pervert Santa in a movie, so I guess that's all good.
Too bad you weren't a pervert colonel in real life.
Fuck you.
Why is it a fuck you, Todd? I'm just saying.
Alright, so
it's a reflex.
Off-air conversation, in between this and the last show, I had an awesome, fucking epic idea that needs to happen.
Yeah, you all came right in fucking dick swinging, so let's see if it counts.
Yeah.
Next Rambo movie. What has to happen?
I'm out already.
I know, so
oh, high. Fuck. Here we go. No, I know what he's doing. Here we go.
Dan, it's too racist. Stop talking.
No, it's not.
Dan,
you were.
Oh my God.
Let him go, Todd. Okay. Let him go. Let's see.
Rambo, we pick up. Rambo now lives in a vineyard outside of Rome with his new wife, played by Aja Argento, and his best friend Ronaldo, that stomps the grapes. When all of a sudden Rambo finds himself in the middle of a pandemic. Started by that Winnie the Pooh looking motherfucker, Jing Zhang Ping, or whatever his name is, in China, kills his family. So Rambo has to travel across plague infected Europe all the way to China to kill Wong Jong Ping, played by the great James Hong in Fat Suit. I present to you Rambo, the final blood.
And I thought his other movies were racist.
How's this one racist? They started the plague, and Rambo's going to get revenge. They killed Aja Argento.
Yeah, but that's a face move nowadays. and also,
don't get me wrong.
Okay.
I'd watch it. Rambo Infected Blood, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Yes! There you go, better title. But my concept is the shit. Tell me that people aren't going to be
okay, Dan,
completely
you know what's funny? This is for the wrong show.
It is, but I still had to say it before I forgot it. Is it not
awesome? Could have wrote it down.
How hungry are people going to be for Rambo killing, like, the Chinese military right now?
Not very.
Yeah, Dan, you're coming off pretty Trumpish.
The military. The regime.
Dan, we're trying to help you. We're not even fucking with you.
That's what people want. All right, I'm just
we know what Dan wants.
No, he's right. All the Trump supporters, oh, they yeah. do want that. There is an audience.
Not arguing with that. Okay, I think I found the movie we can do our watch party gimmick. I'll give you guys two choices. Maybe we should do a poll on the page.
Yes.
We can do Carriers. For obvious reasons. But I think here's another one we'll have fun with. All the boys love Mandy Lane.
Yeah. That's my vote. Whatever the crowd wants.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Outbreak, especially with Kevin Spacey in it.
Well, I don't know if that's on here.
It is on Netflix.
It is on Netflix.
Is that two on the nose right now?
I think we would make that one funny, so
we can do Contagion.
Yeah, that's true too. I feel
although that movie's like legitimately fucking terrifying. Like
Contagion.
Legit.
I haven't watched it forever.
They treat it real. I mean, I just revisited. It's like it's not as terrifying as it was back in the day, but I'm like, oh yeah, this is still unnerving.
I might be less down for Contagion because I do remember that one being. I don't know. I feel like I'd have more humor for Outbreak, but I'm down with whatever anybody wants.
Well, they do it. It's funny because like the top ones on Netflix, we got Outbreak, Pandemic, Containment.
I don't know why people do it to themselves on some of these. I tried to watch it's Day a, After, it's, and I was just like, nah.
It's a way to get control of it. Yep. It's the same reason why people are hoarding toilet paper and shit like that. It's like, oh, I got this. We're good. Because I can, like with cutters, the only reason why they cut themselves is because they control the pain. That's just what they deal. So,
yeah. There's going to be some people, stories of people really losing their shit. That's why when you...
Did you see Ice-T's tweet? He's like, it's only been like 5 days and all y'all are crying. And all of you say you can do time. Nigga, please.
I couldn't. I would be like, first thing I'm doing is biting somebody's fucking nose off. And yeah, that's...
Batman Returns.
You got to let them know who's boss if you're not going to take it in the tailpipe like Tupac.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's true. He was getting butt fucked. That's why he got...
Now it's true. Because Dan has the inside dope.
That's why fuck, I'm spacing on the name. Abed Johnson. That's why he busted him out of.
That's not, but it's an interesting revision of the story.
Well, he. Played...
I don't even know this fucking story. What?
Yeah, Dan's brought this up before. You know,
That's why he. Suge Knight. That's why he signed that deal.
That's because... not, but okay.
Hold on. Where does Abed Johnson come in the mix?
Because he played Suge Knight in the TV movie.
In that MC Hammer movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I thought Ahmed Johnson did time with Tupac. Never heard this.
Well, okay. Then he'd be Pearl River plunging anybody that tried to, you know, cornhole him in the shower. I mean, that's...
Ooh,
that's...
House of Cards pilot.
I've never seen House of Cards. Is that still on Netflix?
Yeah, it is. I don't know if you've seen it. Dead Set is on Netflix.
Oh, cool.
I know of it. Ed from The Horrified.
Yeah.
He watched that religiously.
Yeah, okay. Because I know I had...
Also, Badlands is still on... It's done on Shudder.
Oh, okay.
Cool. There's a lot to watch, so...
I guess we should get into After Dark territory since we haven't even touched upon it.
We should. I forgot we were even
Dave's
on
using his or Dave. Dan's using his VPN pretending he's in Italy currently.
For the free premium? Good job, sir.
That's nice of Pornhub.
Hey, well aren't we contagioned them now too?
Well, I guess we're not like full lockdown, which I don't I want my free Pornhub.
Give it to California.
California love.
You guys think you're like special and get all the free shit, Todd? It's the whole country should have it if California gets it.
Oh no, yeah,
California first, bitch.
You know you guys are going to cause the literal plague with the homeless people. So that's going to be.
Yeah, bad. I can't even argue with that.
Then Rambo's going to be like killing like a bunch of kale eating California people in the next Rambo movie. He relocates in Berkeley and marries some like Antifa girl or something, and she gets killed by the plague. And there you go. It could be just like Death Wish. His family gets wiped out in every new movie. And yeah. So, anyways, fuck sex comedies. Where were we?
Nowhere near
After
that.
Dark.
Let's get into it. Dan, all right.
Dan's talking about gay sex. Fucking Rambo killing all the Chinese people.
Military.
Yeah, so they're not
specify military ahead of time.
He's like, thank God they have babies in the military there.
God damn. All right. Well, you want to see Rambo killing the child army too? All right. So
sure. Rambo first... killing children? I'm in.
Yeah.
Rambo school shooter.
I would. Yeah. Sorry, he's Dan. Sorry, Dan. Fuck your idea. That's the winner.
He's riding his same horse from the end of the last movie to that same theme. Just macheting some kid on the fucking slide when he goes down it. All right. On that note, 1983 Canadian sex comedy directed by Rafal Zelensky, Screwballs. All right. When legendary exploitation king Roger Corman decided to make the ultimate horny teen comedy, he delivered the most outrageous and hilarious boobs and balls epic of the decade. Welcome to Taft and Adams High, where the entire student body, including campus virgin Purity Bush, chronic masturbator Melvin Jurkowski, repressed principal Stuckoff, and blonde bombshell Bootsy Goodhead, all must rise to the challenges of freshman breast exams, bikini cheerleader attacks, inappropriate use of bowling ball holes, and much more. Co-screenwriter Linda Shane, Jennifer Inch of Lady Libertine, and Russ Meyer, buxom goddess Raven Delacroix, co-star in the infamous drive-in smash, now loaded with exclusive new bonus features that take you deep inside the skintastic classic that DVD Talk says makes Porky's look like Proust. All right.
Go so. TNA.
You know, this one's interesting. Most, the raunchiest of 80s sex comedies. I strongly disagree on that front. Now, again, it's different ways to define raunch. And tonight is a good mix of movies because the tones between these are, they're all sex comedies, but they are different. Screwballs is very slapstick heavy. There's not much of a story. It almost feels like a random series of vignettes. I like it, but it's definitely different. I have more to say, but Pugs, I know it's not a first-time watch for Todd, but what is it for you, and what did you think?
Yes, it was a first-time watch for me. It was enjoyable, but it's not. It doesn't hold up to that hype. Yeah, don't get me wrong. I was giggling and laughing like a fucking maniac. But yeah, they kind of oversell it with that synopsis. I do love Jurkowski, though. That dude cracked me the fuck up. I honestly did not care for Purity.
Yeah.
Stuck up bitch. Fucking. She was making me mad. Yeah, but other than that, the rest of the cast was cool. Yeah, it was a good time.
Cool. Todd, where does this one rank?
I'll be honest, it ranked a little bit higher before this watch. This isn't probably my first sober watch like since I was a child. I still had fun with it, but I do remember it being like the definitive, you know, sex comedy. And when I was like, no, there's better ones. I still had fun with it, but I wouldn't say, you know, you want to watch sex comedy, the first one you should watch is this.
Yeah.
I don't think it hits the tone like that would, I would, you know, say is a sex comedy. I mean, it is, but I'm just saying not that tone. I actually think Loose Screws, Screwballs 2, or Screwball Hotel kind of hits that a little bit closer to what we consider a sex comedy.
Oh, what the fuck? I liked it enough to want to see those, okay. So.
Well, we'll make sure that happens.
Okay. Yeah, so I guess yeah, it's very slapstick heavy, and this one is very, very silly. That's not a bad thing. I've always really enjoyed this film, but I feel like if you're doing a deep dive, as I know actually a few of you are actually doing, because I know right now everybody could use a laugh, and it's a good time to revisit these sex comedies, because again, they are unique. They can't be made today. Just about everything these guys do in this movie kind of qualifies as a Me Too violation at this point. So it'll never. Technically, the dude that dressed up and had the cat sex with the lady, that was pretty rapey. This is actually, I think this is the origin of the oh Ward, I'm worried about the beaver joke, which is one that I hear told many times. It's funny. It might be a little.
And that's not the joke, but never mind. I'm not going
to. A little hard on the Beaver. I know it's a little different, but I'm just saying. I still like this one. I think it's going to be a little too manic for some people. Like I said, it's very, yeah, just vignette. I did pop for the beach scene. That is fucking hilarious, and I still laugh my ass off at that. And I've got to think, Todd, back in 83, were you a Spanish fly dealer, like video store / Spanish fly
seller? I was like 5, so I was not.
You were like 25, Todd, but all right, that's cool.
No, that's how old you were when you were born, Dan.
Fuck you, Todd. I still like this movie. But it could be a little bit on the nostalgia side. I could see some people going in and watching this and just, you know, a little too. I mean, it almost felt like Benny Hill at times. I mean, they were just going from one, you know, how are we gonna
that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
How are we going to touch this girl's titty? And some of the setups are pretty elaborate. It's goofy. I like it. I cannot recommend this to everybody. Like I would a private school or a hot dog, which we reviewed recently. Having said that, I still really enjoy it, and I give it a 3.5.
All right. I'll co-sign everything you said, Dan, but I can't rate it that high. I'll go 3. I will say, though, if you're looking for, like, 80s boobs, they do deliver.
Yeah. That I agree with. I'm kind of like...
Not as much, though, as certainly a private school.
No.
I don't know. Like, the quality here, I think, was better.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. You lost me with that one because we had Betsy Russell in the other one.
Yeah. I was going to say.
But I get what you're saying. I'm a 3 on this one also. I do enjoy it, and I thought it would be much higher, but it, like I said, it's the first time in quite a while I've watched it for first time sober since, yeah, I can remember. This is always when I'm going to have a beer, I'm going to watch fucking, you know, Screwballs.
Yes.
During this time period, I think I'm going to have a Bud Light Lime.
Oh, fuck. The world must be ending.
Random thought.
I saw
one at 7-Eleven. I was like, that is the first time I've really wanted to try it. And mostly it's because last podcast on the left.
I'm still in like 2018. I think we just had New Year's.
I'm not a beer drinker in general, but I tasted one of those, and goddamn, that's like cat piss.
Okay.
I mean,
well, I don't drink anyway.
Yeah,
and it all tastes like shit to me. So.
I just tasted it. My brother, I think, asked me, and it tasted like cat piss. I don't know. But
Dan has experience drinking cat piss.
Fuck you, Doug.
So I've heard. What was that one I had with you? Steel Reserve.
This Pineapple Steel Reserve.
Yeah, goddamn, that was gross.
And that was one of the better tasting ones. I feel like a woman when I drink those.
Ugh. All right.
You play, like, oh, never mind.
Did you ever drink it? I don't know. You might have been too young. You ever had a Zima?
I think I take a sip of a Zima. Okay. There was one. Yeah, I did. And it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it's like Sprite.
Or maybe it was a wine cooler. I don't know. Alcohol's gross.
All right. So, moving on. This one is very interesting because this is pretty obscure. It's never had any kind of a DVD release that I'm aware of. I don't even think it's had anything overseas. And
nope, just the VHS we were able to acquire.
Yeah, you pretty much have to grab that still for this. Anyways, so it's from 1982. And it's from director Burt I. Gordon, who, well, as you say, you know from a lot of other stuff that is not sex comedies, he is still alive, and he is almost 100 years old. Empire of the Ants, The Spider, Oh my God. I mean, this guy is a legend. Food of the Gods. I mean, so many movie memories, and yeah, he was obviously ready to try something a little bit different with this movie. So, all right. So it's Let's Do It. And all right. So a virgin named Freddie has a major complex about his mother and won't let himself become involved with any other woman. When his girlfriend gives him an ultimatum to lose her virginity, he has to make some. I'm trying to do my own synopsis. He has many misadventures along the way to work up the courage. There you go. I'm proud of that one. So, all right. So let's do it. What a weird fucking movie. I mean weird. I can see why this one probably didn't explode. The fact that this guy has a fixation with his mother's tits, probably, like, I could see a lot of people being a little uncomfortable watching it.
Not if you check the stats of Pornhub.
Right.
Stepmoms, though. This was his literal mom.
Okay.
Yeah, that's only because they can't just put moms in. It's weird.
Yeah.
Let's be real. Oh, Dan's like, fuck, I love the genre of porn.
Fuck you, Todd.
That's fine.
I ain't hating on you.
So, and it's also funny considering who the director is that you get these random scenes where we segue into, like, a stop motion, like, monster movie.
Yeah.
It's not
you
good.
You can say King Kong.
But, yes, it's not good, but
that did catch me off guard.
Yeah.
I was like, what happened?
it's bizarre as shit. And the lead actor is pretty wooden. In general, the acting is pretty wooden. It felt like Burt Gordon just didn't quite know how to make a sex comedy. Yet, having said that, you kind of have to see this one because it is quite literally, I think, the weirdest of 80s sex
comedies. I don't
know
how many sex comedies have, like, rape said every 10 minutes. I was loving it. Did he rape you? Did he rape you? He raped you. Like your father.
that's the joke, yeah, to the hooker. And it's supposed to be funny when he asks
it is
her,
funny.
Like, I lost my virginity. He's like, I was.
No, that's the second rape joke. I was talking about the first one, which she comes up after the date.
Yeah.
But the hooker one,
oh,
when he's
funny,
like,
too.
I was 12 when I lost my virginity, and he's like, what did your father think? He's the one who raped me. Hardy, 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 hard.
I was dying.
Gold. That was fucking gold.
I could just see the horror on people's faces, even back in 82.
Nah, that shit was funny back then.
That was, whoa. That was fucked up.
No one was woke. We were like, ha ha ha, rape, that's hilarious.
I know who that is.
Goddamn dads.
Being there, sister. Yeah.
All right, well, I will tag whoever wants to go next, because there is this one, goddamn. Go,
I can go.
Tag. Go for it.
I can go. So I think the potential to be even funnier was there, but... Mm. Rape jokes aside, it was just okay.
Yeah.
Like, I really wanted to love it because, like, it opened pretty solid with the fucking mention of the word that we love on this show. But yeah, it kind of went nowhere.
And it, yeah.
All the sexcapade mishaps. It was funny enough.
Mm-hmm.
But, eh. I can't really say too much on it. It's just, it's there. I can see why it didn't take off.
Yeah, I mean, I get, like, okay, the mother breastfed him until he was, like, 12, and now he's fucked up. It just came off really awkward. It really did. I think it was just a case of Burt Gordon, who had to be close to 60 when he made this damn thing, just not knowing quite how to do it. Well, there was a lot of that. But it's very, like I said, it's very wooden in terms of the acting and everything. There's tons of nudity. I mean, there's a lot of nudity there. And the mom who was constantly obsessed with whether the boyfriend was diddling her, he wasn't after your boobies, was he? I mean, there are some lines that kind of get you, and some of which I don't even know if we're supposed to be funny, but and we get the gratuitous 80s aerobics montage, so you kind of have to see it, but it's not good. I think we would all agree, not good, right?
I had fun with it. I mean, it was go ahead.
I can see watching it with like a group of dudes,
yeah,
and having a good time with it, but yeah. Like by myself, I can not very more rape and more rape jokes.
Hey, if you want if you're down for just a weird what the fuck were they thinking movie, I still highly recommend it. It's just it's not really good within its genre, I guess, is what I'm saying. I don't think you'll be laughing your ass off at most of it. And again, it is odd. Just
what say you, Todd?
To me, sex comedy is like pizza. Even the bad ones are good. or I could have just actually made it make sense, or just like sex.
there you go.
but yeah, it is a weird one. It's nowhere near the upper echelon. But it is, there's like all the rape jokes, his old hooker. Yeah. And did he bang the mom at the end? Oh, is that a spoiler on a movie from '83 that God no damn watch?
Hillary Swank, Todd.
Yeah, there's a difference. They get to watch that Friday, unless they hunt down a VHS of this motherfucker and transfer it to DVD. They're not watching it.
It's the apocalypse, Todd. We're 1 week away from people like riding down the freeway in shopping carts. It's gonna happen.
Jimmy's ready.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm there ready as shit. I think I might have borrowed his. And I'm going to be the king because I got the gold one.
There we go. Oh, shit.
Fuck yeah. I have to give it at least a 2.5. You have to see it, just like I said, have your expectations low. And it's a hell of a cult movie. I will buy it if it ever comes out on Blu-ray. I mean, easily. 2.5.
All right. I'm going to go give it a 2. But you should check it out with friends. Not by yourself. Once this bullshit dies down, get a party together.
I'm a 3.
Yeah. Right on. Hey, man. I would, if it had more rape jokes, because it had a lot, but if it had more, that hit me harder. Fuck yeah.
But it's a 2.5 in my heart. I know it should be a 2.5. But God damn it, I'm sticking with my gut.
You just really like the hooker, Todd. Wooden hooker.
She had some nice tits, but other than that, she was a little aged out. I think this is the Daniel Shine story. That's why I didn't want to do it.
The Danielle Shine story?
No, Daniel.
What the fuck? You just called me Danielle Shine story, Todd.
I didn't, but okay. That works too.
That's exactly what you said, Todd. Just get the name right. It's Daniel Shine.
All right. Adventure Time Shine.
Who is there any chance? I mean, this one kind of screams like Code Red, maybe, or.
See, here's the one. I wish Vinegar Syndrome the boss, I guess it is, liked sex comedies. Because we need someone like a Vinegar Syndrome.
Yeah.
Who can like rescue these that are they're just kind of lavishing out there, because Code Red or Scorpion was doing some, and they didn't really hit.
Mm-hmm.
So which anyone, if you're into sex comedies, I posted in the group, you can get Tomboy or My Tutor right now on Diabolik, the long out of print discs. If you want to grab them before the resellers grab them all up and make them,
yeah,
you know.
There's probably a lot of people doing that right now, too, because, shit, you don't have a whole lot else to do, so.
Basically.
You may want to get on that. Those are highly recommended. All right, so, main event time.
Well.
We have one more.
God damn it, Dan.
I'm sorry, Todd. God damn it.
Fuck I know.
That was sincere.
I know. maybe I've got
what a maneuver.
Maybe I've got the deaf cooties and it's frying my brain. I don't know. All right. So our next film for the evening is a big time late night Cinemax special all the way. And it can be a little bit confusing because, as we were talking before, there are a lot of bikini-themed flicks that aren't really connected, but they're very similar. I mean, you have All American Bikini Wash, but this one,
American Hot Wax, or California Hot Wax.
Yeah, there are a lot, and
but this is the first.
You're probably right. I think that 92. So anyways, yes, it is from 1992 from director Ed Hansen and writer, the late, great George Buck Flower, who we always have to point out.
Yes.
Rest in peace. A group of young women decide to help out at the local car wash to attract more customers and increase profits. The girls opt for a simple uniform, the bikini. Cars queue up for miles, but the authorities aren't happy with the way the women are operating. Not a big synopsis, because there really isn't a whole lot of story to this one. This is very much let's save Uncle Elmer's car wash company by doing nude car washes.
From what I'm currently going through, allergies.
There you go. Yeah, allergies. Wink, wink. This one.
Dan wants to put you in a containment camp already.
That'd be fucked up if it got hardcore and then all of a sudden we hear like a scream and they're like dragging him out. I apologize in advance. Oh, man. Fuck, I'm.
You're getting excited over the containment camps, huh?
How? No, no, no. When you said that, how have we not done a commentary on the siege?
Oh, my God. That still has my favorite line in any movie.
Siege?
Yes.
Have I seen this? I don't think so.
With Denzel Washington and Monk?
No. Bruce Willis, yeah, and Denzel. And
you know what? I know the cover, the poster.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
It came out like a year before 9/11.
Oh, and it's so perfect.
On a terrorist attack, and the government puts all the Middle Eastern people, which I guess Tony Shalhoub plays, into these like happy camps or whatever they call
it. I'll just say it in the PC way. My favorite line in the movie is Tony Shalhoub tells, I can't remember if it's Bruce Willis or Denzel Washington, I'm not your sand N-word. Yeah, that was my response too.
Okay, I gotta get it on this.
Yeah, says, I cleaned it up in case, you know, so we don't get censored
The timing
anywhere.
The timing on that movie, holy shit.
Yeah.
But anyways, yes. Yeah, so, all right, Bikini Car Wash Company, which, again, from director Ed Hansen, if you're looking for it, from 92. That's pretty much all there is to this one. There's a lot of jiggly titties and ass, and it's a great time. It is a totally. Are you unwrapping a condom or something?
Hell yeah! No, that's
me. That's me.
Oh,
yes.
Cool. Yeah, you gotta be safe nowadays, especially. I did pop that Matt Riddle's dad is basically in this movie, and that made me laugh. WWE sex comedy. He would definitely be in that fucking movie. If there's a group of dudes, he's definitely one of them. This one is probably not going to come off as hilarious to some of you guys. If you haven't seen it, you don't have the nostalgia factor. This one's a little flirts with being a bit more on the softcore side of things. This is pretty much nudity from the beginning to the very end. doesn't get too bump and grindy, but it's closer. This one's kind of 50-50 on whether I put it in sex comedy or softcore. It's pretty close. What say you, Todd?
I still think it falls in the sex comedy realm. Is the plot thin? Yeah. Is
very
there,
thin.
Yeah, but look at Screwballs.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, that's a very...
So I disagree. We may have a different discussion because okay, I will say the first one, sex comedy. Second one, softcore. There was still enough plot driving. This
okay.
one,
it's close. It's borderline.
But whereas the second one, I think it falls the other way.
Yeah. As you get really by the mid-90s is where, and I still love that era, but. That's where it really sort of segued into, like, let's just dry hump each other every 10 minutes or so. But, you know, nothing against that. I mean, shit.
Bust nuts to that.
Fuck yeah. And if you're our age, you have definitely bust some nuts to real sex and the likes of Nikki Fritz, rest in peace, Sean O'Brien, Kim Dawson, Keira Reid. Yes, I know all the fucking names because I love them all. Beverly Lynn. That's an era.
Who's judging you?
Yeah, but I'm kind of judging him, but.
It's an era that's not very well.
I am upset with us right now.
What?
We did not mention the casting comments. Casting couch comments in the last film.
Oh, yes.
Sorry.
We failed.
We definitely did.
We did. This is. All of the films, these may not all be, like, glowing recommendations tonight, although we'll get there, I think. But they are all worth your time for various reasons, I would say. But this one, yeah, this one's more to ogle pretty girls. The Flasher Todd character was amusing. There's a few laughs. I'm just saying this is not one you're necessarily going to laugh your ass off. This is another one. Cinemax, HBO, late night nostalgia, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I can kind of get with that.
Yeah.
But I think it's humorous enough. But let's see where Pugs lies. We don't know. Is this a first-time view? You used to see it back in the day? What's the story?
No, this is... I've never even heard of this one.
Oh, okay.
And I'm ashamed of myself. I had a great time watching it.
Mm-hmm.
The eye candy on the screen was top fucking notch, so I can't complain there. Story-wise, whatever. Comedy, it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
But I'm in line more with Dan, where I think if I saw this on Skinamax, I'm like, oh, this is a funny one.
Right.
Perfect.
Okay. Now, I know we all talked. What about... Because we're not really reviewing the second one, but would you agree with my assessment that one is more straightforward, softcore?
Way more, yes.
you can see the progression. I mean, that was only 93. I mean, it was the next year, but you well, can.
Then
you
they
watch,
knew their audience.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really was. I think at that point, it's like, okay, we got to start getting a little more... extreme really isn't the word, but yeah, they basically became pornos without actual fucking. But goddamn, late 90s, early 2000s. Hey, those were definitely the soft core era, but there's a lot of shit I love from that time. Playmate of the Apes, Lord of the G-Strings. You're not
Playmate of the Apes. That's all black people, right?
I'm not a Surrender Cinema guy. The girls were not that attractive. They were all kind of flat.
Seduction Cinema.
Whatever. See, I don't even remember their name.
You don't like Darian King?
Oh, God. Here we go again. You don't someone I masturbate to? What's wrong with you?
She took a photo with me, like sitting on my face. It's awesome.
Okay, so that's supposed
that's
to make
cool.
me love her?
Well, yeah.
Sounds
She's
cool.
Cute. She's cute. Darian King.
See, that's the problem. They had some cute girls. That's about it.
I think Misty Monday was special. She's probably the last one that was really truly popular. girl next door vibe. I agree. She's not, you know, giant tits, typical supermodel, but she was fucking cute, dude.
Okay, well, it's okay we don't have the same type, Dan. That's going to be great in the apocalypse because we'll be raping different women.
That's fucked up. We do not advocate that.
Yes, I was joking. Kind of. I don't know. Yeah, I was joking.
Todd's like, it barely started, and Todd's already got his tool mask on. And he's
I
like,
told you. I showed you. I was watching Violation of the Bitch in preparation.
Todd has got, like, one of those star maps, and he's like, circling it, and it's like, day 17. It's like,
hey.
Day 22. He's figuring out where everybody is.
You gotta prepare.
You're going to be like a Morton Joe in Mad Max Fury Road. You're just like, they're all going to like leave. And
I haven't watched it yet, so don't spoil it.
You haven't watched Fury fucking Road?
There we go.
God what? Damn, dude.
You really haven't seen Fury Road?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
What the fuck?
Dude, that movie
oh
is
my God.
Perfect.
Calm down, Dan. Put your boner away.
That movie is so
oh,
fucking
Jesus
good.
Christ. After Dark.
He's right, though.
So fucking good.
It's great.
Is it better than Thunderdome?
Yes.
Yes.
I was joking. Thunderdome's dude. Garbage.
Dude. Oh, you don't like Thunderdome? Oh, you might
I
not
do,
like this.
But it's garbage.
Okay.
Dude, this one, I was amazed.
Okay, god damn it, I haven't seen it. I don't want to talk about it. Move the fuck on.
Hillary Swank. All right.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of, so that's why I'm moving you on.
Bikini Car Wash Company is an unapologetic titty flick. I liked it. Again, I think if you don't have the nostalgia, it's just going to be okay. But I give it a 3. Gotta love those titties. I figured you'd like it, Pugs. For seemed like your type of gal in this one.
Your type of gal.
Well, yeah.
They're all white.
You would be correct. Or light-skinned, I prefer.
Yeah, there wasn't even a token. I'm kind of shocked.
Thank the Lord.
Pugs is black. I don't think I've done it on this one.
And the lead, what's her name? Christy Duconti? She kind of reminded me of Raquel Darren a bit. See, that's a name Dan should know.
I know it, and there were this era was
okay,
weird.
Dan, that was a porn star, so I figured you'd be all over it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I should know, because late night, I mean, mid to late
okay,
90s.
Wait, no, now the important question. Melissa, the main chick, Pugs, what are your thoughts?
Good shit.
Even though she has curly hair?
See, you got me there.
That's what I was going for. Okay.
It wasn't really curly, though. It's more wavy.
Okay. Well, I don't
you know what? You know what's funny about that actress, too? I mean, she didn't do a lot of films, but she was also in Sorceress, another yes. classic late-night movie. She was in Meatballs 4. She did a few things.
She's in a couple erotic thrillers. We'll have to throw in on those. We need to get back on the erotic thriller shows.
Yeah, we'll jump around. But, yeah, maybe she just didn't make quite enough movies to have her name. Stay out there, but
I just pulled her up. We got 9 credits.
Yeah. Okay. There wasn't a lot. Yeah.
And one of them, she was Miss. She was Mr. Empty Pants. She was in the episode Mr. Empty Pants as Candy on Married with Children.
Oh, well, I definitely saw her there then. I don't remember her, but yeah, that needs to come back. Can you imagine, like, Al Bundy dealing with the Chinese deaf cootie situation?
He'd still somehow be less racist than you.
That's fucked up, Todd. God, this would be are we going to have, like, a 2000s Goldbergs at some point? Holy shit, you could do a whole season just off of the plague.
A 2000s, wait, I'm confused.
A 2000 version of the Goldbergs, like the millennials.
Oh, okay, yeah. got it.
Like, everything's kind of shit, and there's like nothing good going on, but yeah, could happen. But anyways, segueing to our main event of the evening, which I knew this one would be. This is the ultimate forget about fucking seeing this movie ever again flicks, because there is no way. This probably even more than Soul Man. that's how bad it is, for a different reason. And this is 1981's Private Lessons. I'll do the synopsis first. The surprise smash 80s comedy that enticed the generation and inspired a legion of imitators makes its first uncensored appearance on Blu-ray. Philly, played by Eric Brown, is an affluent Albuquerque teenager whose hormones have been trumping his common sense as he and his best friend Sherman prowl for girls but only find embarrassment. When his father takes a long business trip and hires comely and exotic Nicole Mallow, played by Sylvia Crystal, as his new housekeeper, he finds himself unable to contain his attraction to the alluring woman and is shocked to discover she's quite willing to indulge his wildest fantasies. But all the while, the family's slippery chauffeur, Lester, played by Howard Hesseman, WKRP in Cincinnati, is watching everything with a plan to take advantage of Eric's budding passions. Ooh, all right. So this is the one that could never be made today, because it, first of all, tone very different, and this one, this probably makes it funny in an unintentional way at times, because this almost plays more as a romantic comedy, but it's about an underage boy basically being molested by Emmanuel. Wow. Pugs, before I say anything else, what are your thoughts on this one?
Yes.
Well, this is my favorite of the group that we've seen today. This little boy, this fucking 15-year-old boy, is living the fucking dream. First off, though, the first older chick that's on the show, on the movie. Oh my god. Mm-hmm. I forgot her real name, but she's bombshell.
Yeah.
But, this movie's funny as shit. I love his fat friend. He fucking rules. But yeah, I'm... This movie definitely would not get made today. And the idea I had was to reverse the roles. I'm like, yeah, this... Or reverse genders? Totally not happening.
Alright.
Are you even thinking like a gay comedy or something?
You're not going to have like Kevin Spacey and Haley Joel Osment.
That would be not now, amazing. But yeah. Now, this was good, man. I dug the shit out of it. I think everyone should watch this to see how they used to do it back in the day. Yeah. But I do agree this is more of like a romantic comedy than a sex comedy, even though the sex stuff is there and it's prominent. Yeah. But how lucky is this little boy to get in a hot tub with a full-grown woman and have actually shoot these scenes? Fucking amazing. Incredible.
I know it was a different time, and Eric Brown, he might have been like six. He was definitely underage. I mean, but yeah, like fucking Emmanuel. That, wow. No way that, can you imagine the controversy with this? A lot of people talk about Lolita, but if you know how they got some of those shots with Jeremy Irons, there was like a body double for certain things. So, creepy movie, but here, Jesus Christ. It's, yeah, this was a coming of age movie, like for us back in the day, and literally coming of age. Todd, what do you think of this one? I'm almost trying to behave more, because I still watch this and it leaves me speechless.
I know. Dan said he'd get hanged if he could get in this same thing happened to him.
Fuck you, Todd.
God damn it, Dan. That's a little too far.
I like if it maybe if it was Laura Gemser, if it was Laura Gemser, maybe I'm more of a Black Emmanuel guy.
You lost Pugs.
Yeah,
but I am too.
Ew,
she's not really Black.
Still, she looks like beef jerky. It's nasty.
Pugs is Black. That's why he can make that joke.
She's no Emmanuel in space. I'll give you that.
Oh, there you go, Karen Allen.
Krista Allen.
Krista Allen, sorry. Yeah, well, Karen Allen had a nice ass, too. But, all right, so what was... Let me ask you, Todd, because obviously you saw this. Well, maybe, when did you see this for the first time, and what's your story with it?
I'm sure Cinemax, the 80s. I couldn't tell you what year. My cousin showed it to me. I was definitely too young. I'm going to guess it was probably... 85, 84. I can't remember if I saw Ghostbusters first. I'll tell you that, but it feels like around the same time.
Was this like one of those "Holy shit, does this really happen?" sort of.
I was so destroyed as I grew up that and going to high school wasn't like Porky's.
Right.
I didn't find out till I was older. Bachelor Party's not like a like the movie Bachelor Party.
We should do a commentary on Bachelor Party.
Yeah, that is a funny movie.
Yeah.
Dude, I hope you die, you bastard. that went over my head as a child, but like, you know, that's one of the ones I do rewatch every so often.
Yeah.
And once that joke clicked, I was on the floor. I was like, holy shit. That's amazing.
That is a funny fucking movie. Definitely one of the funnier 80s comedies. The donkey.
Oh. Yeah, the donkey. Hold on.
I'm sure you
to
had
the left, hookers to the right.
I could see Caesar like killing a donkey and putting it in an elevator.
Caesar, yeah, I'm not commenting on Caesar and donkeys.
Wow, that sounds bad.
It is.
Interspecies erotica.
I'm not saying he went Clerks too.
But you're not saying it.
Okay. Well, I story for off air, I guess. Wow, I gotta stop tagging him in these.
He's too lazy to listen. He'd have to move.
Oh, okay.
The lump blocks out the signal.
Oh, it's fucked up. Did you also catch that there? It was heavily implied that Ed Begley Jr. was a pedophile in this one. Like, it had to get creepier. But
it was the 80s.
Sylvia Crystal, great-looking woman, but not the best actress, though. I was never, like, into her as, like, a performer.
Yeah, she was coked out by this time, too.
Yeah, she.
It was the 80s. Everyone was coked out.
Yeah.
You're telling me you don't see Howard Hessman nose deep in some fucking lines of coke?
Were you at WKRP?
Yes, I was. And you know he was doing rails off Lonnie Anderson's titties.
He better.
Right?
I was so happy when Rob Zombie cast him in Halloween, too.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, man.
I always liked him. I even watched Head of the Class. Speaking of television series, do you know what the lead, Aaron Brown, went on, what show he went on to do?
Eric Brown.
Did I say Aaron?
You did. That's Misty Mondi's pseudonym. See, you love
I know. Which I actually like her work as Aaron Brown better than her work as Misty Monday. But, yeah. But I still didn't want to bang her. He went on to be the youngest kid, fucking Vinton's son, on Mama's Family.
Oh, nice. How many friends do you think he showed this movie to?
I don't know. Like, well, right? Don't forget, he also, this little lucky fucking cocksucker, this is what makes him the son of a bitch. He got to basically do the same thing again with fucking Sybil Danning in They're Playing with Fire.
Oh, yes. I forgot.
Pugs, have you seen They're Playing with Fire?
I have not.
You must see this. Do you like Sybil Danning?
I do.
Okay. Do you like Private Lessons?
I did.
You're going to love They're Playing With Fire. It's more of a straightforward, it's not really a sex comedy take, but it's a very similar theme.
Yeah.
So.
I'm in.
I'll say no more.
I like in these movies how, like, there's really no consequences for, like, anything these guys do. I mean, it's just, like...
And we have to bring it up. This movie also had a pretty good soundtrack.
It did. That's it a great did. Soundtrack.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Do you think... I kept watching this and thinking, man, if that were me, there wouldn't have to be any convincing. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, when she, like, right. Grabs the dingus in the hot tub, or the tub, I guess, and it's like he freaked out. Hey, I'm good. I'm probably, like, gonna, like, blow in, like, 2 seconds, but I'm in. Didn't make much sense to me. But, yeah, you have to see this. It's the ultimate coming-of-age movie. It really is. And this one... I still feel like this one would play well today, even as a first time watch.
I don't, because people are going to be like, oh my god, that poor boy. Look at him getting molested.
Ugh. I hope the double standard kicks in. It's like, yeah, I get it, boy.
Right? But there's going to be a segment of people that will. Just look like when they watch fucking American Pie now. Those fucking buttholes get all fucking bent out of shape.
Oh, you can't be funny anymore with these sex comedies. I mean, I don't think we'll ever have a really good one again. But remember, like, even long after this film, what was it, late 90s? Do you guys remember all that coverage of Mary Kay Letourneau?
Yes.
There were, like, people, like, directly, like, okay with it. And that kid, I think, was, like, 12 or 13.
Hold on, I'm trying to figure out his age right now. He was born in 64... So 70, he would be 6. 80, he would be 16. He was like 17 when he made it.
Well, or 16 when he shot it. Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, but I don't know. Looks, yeah, he looks younger than he is.
And still underage.
Well, it depends where they filmed it. Oh,
that's true.
They filmed it in New York. Or wait, no, that's where he was born. The age of consent was lower in New York, I'll tell you that now.
Okay. Yeah, but God, he looks... I could buy that he was 14. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what makes this movie a little creepy, maybe, for some people. But, like,
oh,
I said,
even so, yeah.
Ultimate coming of age, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And his friend was the shit.
Yes.
Sherman?
Yeah, Sherman. Although Sherman wasn't as enthusiastic at times. He reminded me of the kid in JoJo. JoJo's friend. He even looked like him. Like, if they
JoJo.
Were... Yeah.
If he did. If he was, like, from New York.
Yeah. Can you imagine, like, if you made Good Boys back in the early 80s, they could have taken that so much further. Like, they would have been, like, spying on, like girls, like, having sex, and that movie would have been very different if it were made in the 80s. And I happen to find that one funny, but...
He's mad there's no titties.
They would have gotten away with a lot more in this time period. But, yeah, so... when did Sylvia Crystal die? I'm trying to remember.
It was...
Oh, 2012. I thought it was a long time ago. All right.
8 years is a bit of a time, Dan.
I thought it was like 20 years. I really, yeah, but I am wrong.
How did she die, Dan?
Wasn't it cancer?
I don't
or
know.
Something?
I'm asking you. I don't.
Oh, okay. I thought there was like some funny story there. I was like,
no, I was asking you.
Cancer. I was like, did she, like, I don't know, choke on Eric Brown's cum ball or something? I don't know.
Wow. Speaking such ill of the dead.
Well, anyways, what do you do?
Zero fucks today, Dan.
I know.
It's the apocalypse. You got
Dan must have really got the fucking, what does he call it? The Asian AIDS?
Asian AIDS, yeah.
At week 8 of this shit, like I said, Biodome. No,
by
I,
the time we're by the time this thing's all said and done, Dan will have dropped so many N bombs.
Right?
It's gonna progress.
It's not gonna
every
get
week.
Bad.
We'll see.
He's gonna be wearing his Colonel
stir crazy.
He's gonna be wearing his Colonel Sanders suit.
You become Mel Gibson in the South Park episode.
Yes.
It's he fucking thing. Takes a shit in his hand, rubs on his face. I'm a nigger now.
Oh, god damn. All right. Jesus Christ. All right.
I can't wait for that episode.
What do you rate this one?
I'll go.
Yeah, go for it.
I can't get a give it a 5, although I really want to. But I will say 4.5.
Well,
fucking awesome. Really fucking awesome.
I'm going to do it.
All right.
I give it a 5.
I'm a 5 also. Like I said, this one is more creepy, like romantic comedy, like inappropriate romantic comedy. It's not a hijinks kind of sex comedy.
No.
The tone is very different in all of these, but this one, yeah.
That's why this week we didn't give it a theme name, because the first one we had the classic 80s, and we had the Asylum years. Now we have this. I think we're going to finish up with the Asylum years next week.
And the rest.
But then we'll be done with our, I don't even have a clever name for, March horniness. There you go. We'll be done with our March B shows of sex comedies. Oh,
yeah.
I just called this SmackDown. God damn it.
It's so much better than SmackDown is right now.
Well, Dan's going to be doing this show Empty Arena also. And we have split this up over two we have split this up over 2 days now, so maybe we are kind of drawing parallels.
WrestleMania took our fucking shtick.
Right.
Fuckers.
My idea.
Oh, this is funny. I didn't read this earlier. Okay. Fucking Homeless Jimmy, the toilet paper crisis confirms we have more assholes than we thought. That's gold.
That's funny.
I've heard of more people getting it now, but
yes,
I
died down.
Yeah,
little bit.
My cousin was able to bring some home from work.
Oh, good. Okay. Okay, well, you know, he has the hookup, though. Like, well,
they're only allowed to take one.
Oh, okay.
Well, one pack. They're only allowed to buy one pack.
I haven't officially heard if they're, like, limiting that yet.
Well, they are to employees. I don't know about in stores.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, has Walmart or anybody, like, said, hey, only one per purchase?
Well, although, I went today, and, yeah, it was like you can have one case of water, one... Mm-hmm. A toilet paper thing, and like they don't, when they open the box, it doesn't matter what it is. If it's like the family pack, like the pack of right. like 32 or whatever, or if it's just 6 to 4, whatever they have at the time, you can only get one.
The water thing is strange because like this isn't that kind of apocalypse. Like the tap still fucking works.
Yeah, so, but people don't drink tap water. It's just gross.
Even though they do when they buy half the bottle of water.
If you have to, though. You
it's
know
a mind
I mean?
Thing, dude.
It totally is. I grew up on bottled water.
Oh, I get it.
Or, sorry,
I get it, too.
I grew up on tap water.
I don't drink
But it does taste though. Different than it did back in the day. Maybe they just got to renew the pipes. Because I remember, like, playing with the hose outside, and I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm thirsty.
Well, right? I'll tell you this. Amazon's not out of water purifiers. Just spend fucking $40, and you don't need to go buy You don't need to go buy, like, $80 a bottle of water.
Is that essential now?
Well, they have one that you can... I forget what it's called. Oh, wait. Is this it? Frizz Life Undersink Water Filter System. It's basically a water filter you connect to your water hose. So your tap water comes out clean. Not like one of those pure things where you hook it on the extension and you got to turn it. It literally purifies all the water that comes out of your sink.
In our old... West Virginia house of all places, and I don't know why, had like some super expensive and elaborate water purification system there. I don't know why. I guess it's because the water's, I don't know, harder water out there. But anytime we had like some whatever, you know, coming for the house, they were like, man, how much did you pay for this? I was like, previous owners, dude. One of the weirdest things I've ever seen, but yeah, I don't know. Now I guess it's the time for it. Yeah, West Virginia's still pretty apocalyptic even before this, so they're doing good. They were the last state that didn't have a case.
Oh.
So, something.
When you're that inbred, you know, it just...
Well, I'm not from there, so I'm not taking offense.
I wasn't. I was waiting for you to confirm that with me.
Yeah, no, that's accurate.
So send your email to Dan, not me.
Well, hey, if I didn't move, maybe I wouldn't have gotten the deaf cooties, but... so,
oh, no,
that.
You would have just got the fucking coochie cooties.
Yeah. Bye now. All right, so... that's all we have for you guys, and I know we're going to have some really interesting shows throughout the next, well, at least month, or probably through April is what it seems to most likely be. So, yeah, we got to do, hey, Dan's Choice birthday show, especially if I'm cooped up inside.
Okay, it's your birthday. I agreed to it.
Dan's birthday party, and you guys got to watch.
No
child porn.
I'm not watching any stupid sci-fi shit. I'm telling you that right now.
I'm not watching any child porn, Dan. I'm always joking.
That's fucked up. It will be movies.
Okay, don't be trying to get me to watch Stargate. Fucking, I don't give a shit what.
It'll be interesting.
You're gonna try to trick me. I already know that.
Hey, it's my fucking birthday.
I don't give a shit. I'm not watching. I'm not watching some stupid sci-fi movie.
All right, I will.
Within reason.
I'll eliminate sci-fi from the equation. It'll just be Dan's picks.
Okay.
Nothing sci-fi.
Although we've never done Todd's picks.
Well, it's not your
fucking birthday.
And
here's the thing. Every time Dan picks a movie, it ends up, I get mad at him. I'm like, God damn it, Dan. All you want to do is watch a stupid fucking movie. He loses every time.
Well, thanks for the faith, God damn it. I will pick good shit.
Thank you.
That's all I don't even know off the top of my head, but we'll make it a variety of stuff. All right, so that's all I got for you. Well, I'm not going to promote again. So
yes, promote again.
You have to.
It's all a day later, dumbass.
Fleshwoundfeatures.com. Check out the Flesh Wound Dan eBay. Like the Flesh Wound Features Facebook page and join the Horror Cartel Flesh Wound Radio group. And
we'll cut your fucking head off.
Or we'll cut your fucking head off. And you can see some of my random live videos. I actually have to issue a correction. I don't think it
you
was
call
yet.
Them hate videos now?
Fuck you, Todd. I don't
manifestos.
Think,
oh, okay.
I don't think it was Denmark that's doing the like only quarantine old people. I could be wrong on that. I might have misspoke on who's doing that, but that's where I think we're going to head personally. But if it extends beyond too much, so there we go. Just fingers crossed it's over in May. So that's
hopefully.
All.
Hopefully sooner. Fucking get your shit together, people that run the world. Fuck this.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, face turn. Right before, you know, he's going to bust out, oh, we got the cure, and then he's going to get left.
Right, but, yeah, but it's an election year, so he might wait a little bit, but, honestly, pull your fucking orange dick out now and show the world what you can do.
Right?
Yeah. Make the Chinese give you the antidote or something.
It's always back to the Chinese.
But
although I guess Trump did a quote today, people are dying. Who have never died before. God damn it, dude.
Well, I guess he's not wrong.
He's not wrong, but fuck.
Hey, come on. Jason Voorhees. That's what he was referring to.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Stick to your racist rants today.
Can you imagine, like, what he probably watches. Can you imagine some of the stories some of the Secret Service has to have with him? He has to be more interesting than Obama was in terms of, like, the shit he's probably doing.
Well, yeah, you ever take care of a fucking 3-year-old? You had cages and soft corners, outlet plugs so he doesn't fucking hurt himself.
How long do you think he waited to be like, where are the aliens? That had to be day one. That'd be what I would fucking do. I'd like, give me all the like secret shit.
He
probably
the point. That's he points at Mexico.
Oh, wow. Can you imagine Trump Cheney? Although, I don't think Trump would have just done everything. He wouldn't have been like a puppet for Cheney, though. But that would have been interesting.
No. No, thank you.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I'm not, I don't want it. I'm just saying it would be fucking interesting. But anyways, that's all I've got. Anything else to plug?
No. Not for me. Just stay safe out there. Stay clean.
Yeah.
Take it serious, but, you know, live your life.
Dan?
Yeah.
Time to take a minute on eating the assholes, okay? I know the toilet first. Paper's... Toilet paper's not easy to come by. That's why you've been stocking up, huh?
There you go.
From what I hear.
I have enough toilet paper to last for a while.
That's cool. Don't put on blast what you have either.
Yeah.
Oh, no. But, well, I don't think it's not enough that somebody's going to, like, bug me for my toilet paper.
Well, it's more than what some people have. So, on that note.
That's getting a little better. I was going to say, I know it's frustrating if you don't have any, but I've heard more and more people saying they found it. So, yeah, so. There you go. That's all I got.
Hail Satan.
All right. I'm out this bitch.
Yeah. All right. Adios, guys.
Good night.
Goodbye.